Box to Box Media Network.
It is once again a new Pratalan Panel Day, and it is a very well. I didn't want to make this episode, but we have. I feel like we have to.
It's a part of the process.
It's part of the process.
It's more for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, actually di sini kita ada High Priest.
Hi.
Ada Mindan, obviously. Mindum.
Amo.
And Radit. Karena ya, we all here to, I'd say, to honor somebody very close to us, very important to us, I'd say. Jadi ya, mungkin most likely you udah dengar, kayak if you're a listener to this podcast, if you follow us, you would have known our friend, bosnya Box to Box, and our frequent guest, our honorary Minran, Nadia Alif, passed away 2 weeks ago. Dan kita di sini ya pengen sharing sedikit lah to what he means for this podcast, what he means for us personally. Just, you know, honoring the man, I guess. Dan kayak, I think gue pas came on this podcast, kita tuh pertama guesting itu I think 2020-an. I think dia Mando kayaknya gak sih? Mando season 2.
It has to be Star Wars.
It has to be Star Wars, of course. Kayak hampir semua interaksi dia di pertanyaan panel tuh Star Wars related. Dan gue inget banget Mando season 2. Gue nonton finalenya. Pokoknya beberapa hari sebelum finale tuh kayak dia bilang, dia WhatsApp gue, dan kalau lu take Mando season 2, gue mau ikut dong. The very day of finale, gue selesai nonton, gue di kamar mandi, gue kabarin Rana, Ran, you available? Hayu. And he fucking did it. We did it. Kayak, itu kita kelar take kayak year-end awards, kayak kelar take itu, langsung sambung kayak masukin si Rana di Zoom, and we just fucking let rip. It was crazy.
It's okay, I'll be honest here, I'll just say, like, it's such a weird thing that we're making this one episode in particular, because for me, okay, personally, like, yeah, okay, it is content, but at the same time, it's mostly for us coping.
It's coping. I mean, kayak teman-teman dari Box Out, The Boys atau Taco Box juga, gue semalam baru nonton tribute episode mereka, dan it's not a bandwagon, kayak, I feel I need to make this, kayak, bukan bandwagon, kayak, emang kita semua butuh sih, kayak, after what all he did for us, all he did for our personal life, our podcast, dan kayaknya gue gak bakal, I don't think pertama would be, I think we would have made it this far, but it wouldn't been this good, we've been in his world for like, not to toot our own horn, the most valuable Western pop culture podcast in Indonesia.
You're not wrong. But,
at least in our niche.
Yeah. But to that point, okay, it's dari kayak personally buat gue sendiri ya. Kayak this podcast, kayak Pratalin Panel, komrek bikin podcast tuh kayak sejauh selama ini, kayak at least di awal gue selalu mikir kayak oh yeah, this is just a thing that we do. Like, I don't expect us to get anything from this. Is it like menguntungkan kah? Kayak, is it profitable? Not really. But kayak waktu lu pertama bilang ke gue kayak kita di approach Box to Box nih, kayak kita, kayak mereka tertarik gitu. Terus begitu ngobrol sama Dana, that was the first time ever gue ketemu sama Rana. Kayak that's kayak not sugarcoating it, but that was the first time gue ngerasa kayak oh, this actually means something. Then this kayak the thing that we do for fun, kayak I think is like, kayak it's nothing, it's just like a platform for me to ramble.
It still is.
Yeah, it still is, but like it's such a weird feeling to know that oh, to someone, this actually means something and they want to support it, to provide us a platform. It's something special. Then waktu kayak, it's just a nice feeling to know that someone believes in you.
ini kayak 2 tahun kita waktu di persekutuan itu 2 tahun kan, give or take ya 2 tahun kan. Oke, okay, somebody's listening. We're officially thankful kayak buat Rindra, buat sorry Rindra yang pertama kali approach gue buat ini. Ini kayak karena kayak came in like a little later kayak first episode kita sama dia tuh yang itu, the one Otaku Box crossover. Oh, gue inget ya. Mm-hmm. Yang lu calling in. Mm-hmm. That was a fucking blast. And yeah, tapi kayak seiring berjalannya kayak selama pertempuran di box-box kayak gue. Jadi semalam nih buat preparation for this kayak gue, I was back listening to like our episode kayak ada featuring dia. Let me preface this, I hate my own voice. I don't kayak gue nggak pernah.
No, denger, no one likes their own voice. Yeah, I'll be honest. Gue nggak pernah. Yeah, unless you're like fucking Beyonce or some shit.
Even I wouldn't kayak belum tentu juga dia pasti nggak suka. Anyway.
What, Beyonce not liking her voice? She's a fucking piece of shit. Oh no, that is another thing that I will get into, but not in this podcast.
Okay.
I hate Beyonce.
That's a kind of words we will put on the shelf.
I'm so sorry we're talking about this in your episode, man.
No, honestly, if
but
was,
I feel like you would have a laugh.
If he was here, okay, he would like make this like 10-minute tangent.
Yeah. This would have been like, okay, explain.
Yeah. Ya kayak gue back listening kayak oral podcast kayak hampir semua lah, snippet apa yang kita lakukan bersama lah. And boy, he did his I have no other word to say. It's a fucking force of nature in podcasting.
That man, kayak when he says something, he sticks to his guns, and I respect that a whole lot.
His takes, yeah. Capital T takes.
Yeah, okay. His takes, okay. They're always like bold.
Okay. And yet, he backs it up.
Yeah, the thing is, okay, sometimes, okay, you can take the good with the bad, but with him, it's always like, oh, it's shit! Oh, it's bad! If you like it, you're a criminal.
And it doesn't
like, whoa,
words.
Man, whoa! But yeah, okay, kudos to that,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, okay, gue juga personally dapat banyak. Dan gue juga back reading kayak WhatsApp gue kayak aside from this one time kayak gue entah kenapa kayak kita nggak mau 2 minggu kayak gue tiba-tiba ngasih kayak gue ngasih link Torrent Black Widow, I don't know kayak di konteksnya apa. Kayaknya mungkin dia minta in person terus kayak kemudian gue kasih, I have no idea. But kayak aside from that feedbacknya kayak it's very valuable kayak yang gue pakai sampai sekarang, especially kayak I think the one of the case I know what I'm saying, like I'm passionate about what I say, tapi kayak there's like he does again. He doesn't mean words. Kayak kadang-kadang kayak I can be a little bit awal. So tips dia adalah, okay, sambil orang lain ngomong, you think what you're about to say, and it's served me well so far. Udah kayak it's internalized at this point.
Dan satu hal yang dia sempat bilang waktu itu, kayak I remember us like we were talking about Star Wars di Fatmawati. Di Fatmawati.
Oh my god.
Terus dia kayak. Something that he said that really stuck to me one time was like, if you're not having fun, then why? Terus kayak, oh shit, you're so right. You're so right for that.
Beneran. mungkin kayak, ya mungkin kayak frekuensi upload kita sebenarnya kayak gitu. Terus kayak, we only pick topics that we are sure we're about to have fun with.
Yeah.
Kayak kemarin Madam Web. we had a blast.
Madam Web was scared. It's a blast. It's life-changing for me. But I feel like that's... Okay, that's us, but these two people
here. Yeah. Nice. Okay, I think lu tuh pernah pertama kali encounter dia di at least in podcast terus pas kita ngomong The Boys, gak sih?
Yeah.
Obviously, it has to be The Boys.
Has to be. Gue inget dia lewat itu kan, dia lewat call kalau nggak salah.
Yeah,
dia lagi di Tori, anjir, bisa kayak.
Oh iya, dia kayak masuk ke kayak ruangan somewhere kayak di back roomnya Taizoku,
yeah,
gak sih?
It kind of
like, video like
now that I'm thinking about it, it's kind of amazing that dia ngeluangin waktunya. Dia kan sibuk banget di Tori gitu, kayak tetap aja dia bisa nyempetin making a call terus kayak talking to us about
kayak
The Boys,
dropping spicy takes
left
and right.
Yeah, man, it's damn. Iya juga. I had a lot of fun talking to him, and gue ngerasa kayak pas di Fatmawati especially karena in person mungkin gue lebih kayak berkesan gitu. There is this one episode of Mandalorian
season 3
yang gue suka banget, but it's obvious that he doesn't like it But he was so nice about it.
we can feel it.
Yeah, he was so nice about it. He didn't like shut me down or like kayak apa ngebego-begoin gitu. I get that a lot, especially from men gitu. But he was so nice about it. He was like, yeah, I don't like it. It's not for everyone, but it's cool that you do. And I'm like, yeah, you know, he's just that type of guy. Yeah, I guess.
Okay. I think dia tuh he's very intelligent. Okay. Pas I think pas gue ngomongin sama dia, so akhirnya The Boys season 2 gue sama dia berdua aja nih. The way kayak he like his head topic, maksudnya kayak The Boys is full social satire kan.
Yeah.
Mereka kayak the way kayak dia bisa nyambungin ke poin-poin in like American politics society di mana
yeah.
angle yang I wouldn't have considered kayak before kayak even it wasn't for him.
He's so intelligent.
He wouldn't have. He would have gotten a kick out of like the new The Boys kayak promotionals, you know.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
He would have had so
honestly,
much fun with that.
Gue kayak one of the things that hit me the hardest itu kayak gue nggak bakal bisa podcast tentang The Boys lagi sama dia, because honestly kayak ngobrol The Boys sama Rana tuh kayak it's so much fun. I enjoy it so much.
I think my regret saat ini deh, pas kayak gue mikir kayak kita nggak Gen V sama dia.
Yeah, it's
yeah, I would have loved to hear
oh
his takes like on like every single one of the
yes.
characters.
Oh my god, I was so excited. Tapi sayangnya dia,
yeah,
he's a busy man. But yeah, it would have been so good.
Dia, okay, is there anything you want to share, Gabe?
Oh.
Okay, think, lu pernah lu datang lu owner. Lu ada pas di memorial kan Jumat kemarin kan?
Well, mungkin for those yang nggak tahu, pertama gue ketemu, kalau we're talking about first time we met Rana, weirdly enough itu pas Kaizoku buka, pertama banget buka, itu bener-bener kayak hamin berapa menit dari schedule mau buka, itu tuh dia masih ngurusin, gue nggak tahu lagi pasang-pasangin menu atau lagi pasangin liriknya Bing Sake buat dinyanyiin bareng-bareng sama yang lain, tapi itu pertama gue ketemu, gue lagi duduk lagi nyari tempat duduk, dia nyamperin kayak sini aja duduk sini, terus kenalan, namanya siapa, Radit, oh Radit Rana, salam kenal, bla 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 gitu. Dia nanya, gue tahu Kaizoku dari mana ya, gue ceritain bla bla bla, oh ya oke. Nah at first itu enggak, ya gue cuma kayak oh ya the owner nice guy bla bla bla. And then yang paling berkesan sebenarnya, dan ini ada involving dengan kalian teman-teman Pretelin juga, itu pas kalian lagi ada makan-makan ya, atau kumpul-kumpul di Kaizoku sampai ini di close for public kalau nggak salah, itu box to box lagi semua datang, dan gue nitipin ke Dana, dan ini gue ada pamflet Excalibur mau buka terus tiba-tiba dia ngasih tahu, si Dana ngasih tahu kalau si Rana ngeliat itu, dan he was so fucking excited kayak out of nowhere gitu, kayak first love store di Indonesia, terus dia kayak wow excited. Akhirnya kan
he was the opening day kan.
Iya, yeah, pas di situ tuh gue tanya boleh joinan enggak? Ada plus one bisa enggak? Boleh. Akhirnya gue datang ke Kaizoku, gue belum owner saat itu. Datang gue ke sana duduk sama kalian, terus langsung Rana bilang kayak, "Hey man, lu mau buka love store pertama di Indo. That's so fucking awesome blah blah." And then he was just like geeking out. Yeah, you know him.
Yeah, kayak member kayak
tiba-tiba kayak nyamperin geeking, "Wow, gini kayak gue yang larping gue sama Crystal. This dude out of nowhere datang and then super excited di situ,
yeah,
juga yeah, kan kayak agak
kayak
shock
kayak,
sih, tapi kayak yeah, I mean like he's something else gitu. And then fast forward itu masih pengunjung lah, terus sekarang gue juga udah jadi owner di Kaizoku. Setiap kali kalau di sana ya ketemu, we talk several stuff, kadang nanya lagi nonton apa, ngikutin apa, terus dia kasih hot takes-nya dia.
Can see?
The hot takes are really it's not like discouraging. It the spicier it gets, the more I want to watch dia.
Yeah,
kayak
because the thing about Rana is when he has something to say, like you want to hear him say it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Tell me more.
Yeah. And
he can tell you more in every single time.
And it feels like he's not even like trying. Dia enggak pakai usaha. Kalau emang jelek, wah dia bakal langsung nggak pakai babi bu sampah gitu. Jelek gitu.
And kayak that's the thing about him, like even when kayak he doesn't really care about it, he's like super honest about it. He was nice to you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Like, that was amazing. So that took
you know why? You would know why.
Yeah, that is like get through get. Get knowledge to know that okay, yeah, I cannot be too harsh here, but
yeah.
That's amazing. But to that point, kayak tadi lo bilang kayak tiap dia ngomong tuh kayak when he's hype, he's hype.
Oh yeah, he's
yeah, when he's hype,
one of
he's
the,
hype.
It was one of the hypest person I've ever met.
Dan itu zero to sisinya tuh cepet tuh.
Yeah, zero to 100 aja. Kalau ini drag race dia.
Menang sih
in terms of hype-nya, dan itu enggak cuma
drag race
balap.
Drag race. Yeah.
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 Not the RuPaul's one. The four wheel one. Nah, ini kayak dia tuh beneran enggak cuma film, sebenarnya enggak cuma film, enggak cuma series western juga, of course anime and Japanese stuff yang dia juga review di Otaku Box juga kan. Dan and everything, even to up to like political social stance segala macam sama dia tuh ada take-nya semua ya. Waktu itu gue sempat bahas ngomongin mendekat-mendekat ya itulah pemilu-pemilu gitu dibahas sama dia. It's spicy banget, tapi it's got a point. And one thing selain ada poinnya, dia memang stand ground di situ. Jadi kalau dia ada dalilnya, ada basisnya. ada basisnya di situ. Dan itu ya itu kebawa sih dari pertama gue ketemu, terus ngobrol-ngobrol doang sampai jadi owner pun sama-sama owner lagi ada discussions meeting, ada event kita di sana, itu juga semuanya sama. And he's one of the most solid person I ever met. He knows what he's doing.
Ini tuh kayak gue kemarin baca lagi pas lagi back listen report kayak I use like the word ever present to describe him in like one of the episode descriptions. That man is ever present. Kayak lihat di kayaknya di podcast box to box kayak di sekian like belasan puluhan podcast box to box mana yang belum pernah ada dianya. You can count like one on one hand.
Yeah.
Dan the thing is, dia emang selalu he has a lot to contribute in episode he's in. Renaissance man, like it's like,
definitely. That's the thing about him. When he's engaged, he's engaged.
He's locked in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When he's in, he's in. He's all in.
Feels like he's everywhere. Then.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
Jadi emang benar-benar the contribution that he gave, maybe in this aspect juga in box to box juga. Dia di mana-mana. Gua kan kalau gua lagi listening box to box, gua biasa. Paling sering dengerinnya itu empat Pretelin, Otaku Box, shout out Otaku Box,
shout out Pretelin di Pretelin.
Yeah, that's crazy to the choir, but okay, we appreciate the way.
Meta.
Yeah, ini meta banget. Otaku Box, Gamebot, sama Bung Tubung. Nah itu purely karena empat topik yang gue paling nyaman di situ. Tapi di beberapa episode yang lain gue juga sering lihat social medianya, dan sekarang kan di YouTube juga dia di mana-mana lagi juga. Selain di Box Out juga ada di yang lain-lain juga. Dan dia selain dari tampil di depan kamera, dia emang sering ngasih feedback banyak banget. Dia waktu itu pernah juga ngobrol sama gue waktu itu. Actually ini Dan, dia ngobrol ke gue tuh minta tolong nyampein ke Dana sama Freda itu buat feedback. Jadi kayak ngasih ada kayak reviews gitu mengenai dia, oh ini this needs to be improved segala macam. Sekarang gue kayak shock kan. Oke, I'll tell him, tapi gue lupa, maaf. tapi pas lo tadi mention itu adalah topik yang dibilang sama Rana sih. Jadi ya
mungkin beda konteks tapi ya.
Jadi dia he went through segala macam di sana tuh untuk it just shows that he's really care banget, apalagi kelihatan banget pas gua sama Dana kemarin ke rumah duka juga ya, pas kita ke sana juga banyak banget temen-temennya itu. Maaf dari pihak keluarganya Rana, tapi kayaknya gua lihat rasionya tuh kayaknya banyak banget temennya, hampir 1:1 sama keluarga dan family yang datang sih di situ. Kayak dudes everywhere.
Okay,
kita he's sempat, right. Okay, he's here right now.
Yeah, he's here right,
kita sempat, right now.
Kita sempat bilang itu kan. Orang tuh people kayak kalau lo kenal sama orang ada Venn diagramnya gitu kan relasinya.
Iya.
Kalau dia tuh kertasnya.
Iya. You know everyone. Bener. Kayak si A ketemu sama si B itu teman lama banget. Ketemunya di sana di rumah dia. Lo kenal Rana? Lo juga kenal. Venn diagramnya ketemu tapi where is Rana? Rana itu adalah kertas.
And not even the middle. Okay. Oh yeah. Yeah, Rana is just
lovely. Teman. Itu udah teman di
influence. Kayak lo nggak tahu. Maksudnya, oh lu pernah Rana juga ya? It's a given at this point.
Gue baru tahu Jaka Adi tuh kenal Rana gara-gara di Twitter. Pas apa lagi gue doom scrolling when the news broke out. Kan semuanya pada apa rest in peace, turut berduka gitu. Jaka Adi mention Rana by username tuh kayak damn, Rana is literally really everywhere, huh? A lot of people care about him.
Ya makanya itu juga waktu kemarin kan di memorial juga ya, ada gua sama Crystal datang di Kaizoku yang hari Jumat kemarin tuh. Wah, itu rame banget dan I think for me in my entire life as of now gua belum pernah datang ke sebuah memorial atau kayak in honoring someone yang udah nggak ada tuh sampai se deep itu, se meaningful itu sih. Dari semuanya tuh ada semua di situ. Kan ada yang bilang waktu itu kayak when you are grieving, and don't quote me on this tapi when you're grieving don't do something that you like karena nanti lu
marah
ya
kan?
Karena lu akan ended up remembering in
asosiasi
lu dengan yang lu suka dengan itu jadinya agak conflicted. Kemarin pada nyanyiin lagunya Solanin atau Weba dengan kalau ada yang nggak tahu lu kira apa aja di YouTube itu nanti channelnya Omar Roji si shout out Omar yang bikin stitching videonya. itu semuanya videonya isinya semuanya Rana mengenang dia dan dengan lagu itu ya sampai sekarang gue kalau associated dulu lagu itu associated sama Tori udah oh anak-anak Tori bang tuh Toyo bang ya nyanyi gue sekarang selalu keingetannya sama Rana. It's not a bad thing for me, justru itu jadinya comforting di gue juga dan itu semua terjadi di waktu di malam itu dan everyone would definitely agree that it was some night. It is one of the night sih that needs to be remembered. Di sana sampai hari ini kalau nggak salah sih hari ini Sabtu ya kalau tapi kayaknya ya, kalau udah naik
kayaknya
udah nggak ada cuma mungkin kalau dari teman-teman pretelin masih mau sempat mampir ke Izoku itu memorialnya masih ada di situ jadi bisa samperin di sana gitu dan it was filled with people that love him so much. Dari semua-muanya itu ada semua di sana. We cried, we shed tears, we laugh, we share our laughs, we tell stories. And I believe Rana would be happy sih dengan adanya itu.
Iya, memorialnya mau disimpan kan 2025 ke Tokyo kita bawa.
Iya, kita
bawa. Oh, iya, kita celebration kan. Kita mau fotonya celebration.
Saya kabarin ini dulu ya, Bung Rin sama yang lain.
Ntar kalau Pedro Pascal kita bawa fotonya.
Iya.
Tapi Pedro Pascal kan kenal Rana.
Oh iya.
Wow.
Ya, ntar Pedro Pascal. Lo, ya begitu bilang, oh, teman Rana. He was. Rana is everywhere.
Even happens gue gak kaget.
Gue gak kaget sih. Maksudnya kalau ternyata emang dia pertemanannya sampai kesana-sana sih.
Jadi kayak gue kemarin sempet ya kan tau gue ke makaman ya kan. Not a dry eye in the house. Not a single dry eye in the house. Gue inget si Tora ngomong di Facebook kemarin. Kayak disitu kayak dia overheard ya ibu-ibu pembersih kuburnya. Dia bilang they have never gak pernah ngeliat ada pemakaman segini banyak orang yang nangis.
course. Yeah. Gue, I'm not the sentimental type. I'm a robot. But
like Mr. Robot.
Like Mr. Robot.
Oh my god.
Like, tapi this is the first time gue nangisin orang yang apa? I haven't got the chance to know much, and so actually one of my regrets kayak gue pengen lebih kenal sama Rana gitu, and now the chance is probably still there. I could still talk to the people who know him.
He's here. You can talk to him.
Oh my god.
He's listening right now.
He's listening right now.
Yes,
kebuka.
Kayak to that, kayak gue pengen nambahin aja, kayak I wasn't able to make it. Soalnya gue ada keperluan di rumah, dan kayak begitu gue pengen pergi, hujan, nggak ada gokar yang mau ngambil, nggak ada gokar yang mau ngambil, and like to me that was like, I feel like that was like the cruelest joke the universe could play on me right now, because like every time kayak gue order terus nggak ada yang ngambil, gue kayak this isn't fucking fair, but to know that kayak begitu dengar kalian semua bilang kayak ramai kok di sana, gue kayak okay, that's at least a relief to know that he was loved. Like kayak at some point kayak I just laughed at myself, because like why would I ever doubt that he's not loved. But yeah, kayak sama kayak Crystal, my biggest regret is still that I know the man but never really got the chance to like be kayak make him like truly a part of my life, but the moments that I shared with him, okay, will be the moments that I will always remember for the rest of my life. Because like that man trusted us to like have this podcast. Yeah.
Dia juga. He got us our first paycheck.
Huh?
Pas sponsored Samola.
Oh shit!
That's him.
That was him.
Fuck,
dude.
Well, the fact that kita belum dapat sponsor lagi, that's beside the point. But still,
man.
Pas kita rekaman Mando season terakhir di Fatmawati is really really meaningful to me now thinking back, soalnya dia sempat sharing tentang apa childhoodnya itu.
Yeah. Oh
my god, I'm gonna cry, dude. gonna cry again, bro.
Okay, gue bener-bener kayak I ask what the Star Wars mean to you at that time, kayak gue berpikir gue bisa tahu ceritanya.
Oh my god.
cerita ke lu semua sih.
Yeah. Dan
juga kan dia cerita bokapnya tuh pas lagi AFS dia nonton Star Wars kayak premiere day 1977 dia bikin cosplay 3PO dan joinnya stiff banget sampai dia nggak bisa gerak pas makaman ya gue ngomong sama bokap, gue tanya sama bokap ceritanya itu kayak it was even better than expected, karena kayak, dia sampai dimasukin ke van, kayak diangkut ke van sama orang host parents ya.
Hey, no way, that's insane.
Digotong.
Oh,
digotong.
I love that.
It was just om, kayak you were a real G for doing that.
Honestly,
thank you for sharing that with
yeah,
me.
Honestly, mad respect. Insane.
Sebenarnya itu juga lu cosplay setengah hidup gitu, kayak you have no reference pictures. There's no internet. lu gak bisa rental cosplay, and then you made a whole 3PO costume.
Anthony Daniels will be proud.
He's a dick.
No, he won't.
You're wrong.
He will not.
But I will not talk about that during your podcast, man. I'm sorry, Hanna. Like, I've been saying.
He would make like a 5-minute tangent on the internet right now.
I make hot takes, but not as good as yours, man. My hot takes will get me to jail. I will not be able to vouch for myself. I'm like you.
Regret gue sih kayak I think 2000 kayak tahun kayak the best passive gue agak jarang sama dia, kayak aside from Mando, kayak he was a busy guy. Seperti gue sempat satu hal yang gue agak nyesel juga 2021-2022 I think. I floated the idea of kayaknya bikin live play di ending podcast lucu nih. Kayak kita ngomong, I don't think it's like mungkin it's not kayak mungkin tidak viable gitu, kayak tapi ya dulu research dulu aja, kayak I never got back to that. Tapi kayak you know what, considering the climate of D&D these days, kayak we might like try it again for him. for us anyway. Karena gue masih mau.
I'd be down.
Yeah, same.
Oh, sama dia beberapa kali juga, Rana juga beberapa kali juga bilang ke gue kalau Kaizoku is always open for game night, dia bilang.
I regret I have I ya gitu wacana kayak 2021 kayak gue belum pernah. I'm so sorry.
Iya. Maksudnya emang dia juga pernah bilang ini untuk kalau misalkan demo D&D di sana juga boleh banget. Yeah. Jadi maybe
itu wacana tapi sayangnya sampai sekarang masih jadi wacana, but you know what? Let's do that again sometime.
Yeah, one shot would be fine. One shot
on there for that kind.
Kalau mau sekaligus direkam juga enggak apa-apa di Kaizoku.
Dia tuh ada enggak sih waktu kita LARP di Kaizoku?
Ada.
Ada.
Oh, ada. Wow. Wow,
yeah, that's because I vaguely remember ini kayak sumpah dia entertain banget.
Iya, jadi wah, itu oke, jadi for context gua bikin event LARP di Tori Kaizoku. Temanya pure role playing with small it's oh I think it's almost murder mystery kan,
yeah.
With the clues and whatnot, and Rana was there di seperti biasa di balik bar behind the bar
of course,
and he was so fucking entertained with what's happening, and then dia bener-bener kayak dia bener-bener serius banget ngeliatin gitu. Every time ada yang lucu, we all laugh, and then ada yang intense banget, dia jadi ikutan intense juga. Sampai nanya-nanya, was that supposed to happen? It's me, bro.
That is some Benedict Cumberbatch Sherlock bullshit. Okay, I can only imagine doing.
Jadi sekali ada yang apa-apa, dia sama Andre, Bung Andre nanya ke gue kan, ini emang kayak gini? Gak tau. Gue sebagai yang bikin emang kan kalau LARP itu kan is never scripted kan, so the outcome is purely based on what players doing aja. Jadi kita cuma kasih pointers aja, dan setiap kali ada yang kejadian apa dia nanya ini begini, ya gue cuma
I'm glad we were able to entertain.
That point I'll have to bring up the fact that when Rana is curious it's always a fun thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because like
genuine interest.
Yeah, because like gimana ya, gue bukan kayak sekarang, kayak maybe back then I wasn't like that, but now kayak tiba-tiba stranger yang berusaha basa-basi sama gue selalu di otak gue, oh yaudah ini basa-basi mindless doang, I don't put my kayak OC in it.
Oh ya, terbang OC
ya, tapi kayak kalau lagi idol gitu, terus kayak gue lagi ngobrol sama Rana, kayak one time kayak kita ngobrolin kayak hobi lu sekarang apa gitu, dia nanya ke gue kan, gue kayak oh gue masih kayak sekarang gak banyak, gue koleksi action figure, terus kayak oh figure apa aja, terus gue kayak oh iyalah basa-basi ini, but like every time gue bring up something kayak oh kayak what's special about that figure, I'm like oh you're actually interested in this, terus gue bahas gitu, iya soalnya rilisan yang ini kayak gue nggak gitu suka, kayak oh show me, I'm like oh you're actually fascinated by what I'm doing this by what I'm doing, okay, kayak gue tunjukin gambarnya, terus kayak oh iya gue bisa lihat sih lebih jelek, tapi kayak kenapa gitu, gue kayak oh man this guy is interested.
Yeah.
It's just very different talking to him.
I think
that man is special.
I think that's why I enjoy like when every time dia diundang ke pretelin panel, gue langsung kayak gue mau ikut. Soalnya ngomong-ngomong karena tuh seru banget anjir. It's so good, it's so fun, it's always a good time. I think partly that apa because he wants to actually hear our opinions, terus kayak pengen di tiktokin balik gitu.
Yeah. To your point though, in some podcasts kayak you know some people try to get their shit in kan, they get their opinions, get their one liners, get their whatever in. Tapi dia tuh kayak it feels like for like a better word, dia playmaker, dia sih kayak he passes things off like, to other people like to hear their takes. Kayak he has takes, yes, tapi kayak he also would like to hear your take on his take.
Yeah, that's the thing about him. Like he has his own takes, but ultimately it's not about his takes. He wants to engage.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, the thing about him is that he's always engaging. Mm.
That's true.
He would have made like one hell of a D&D player, you know.
Oh my god.
He would have been amazing if he was into it.
Yeah. Gila tuh bikin atas bikin what if right tadi. What advice yang gue sampai sekarang masih belum bisa apa? our code switching is still like 60-40. Kita kayak, this podcast like 70% English.
Oh.
Nggak apa-apa, kayak, it's ya, yeah, we'll try to tone it down, kayak, I say in English. Nggak apa-apa, kayak, but, yeah, it's a comment, kayak, dia comment kayak berapa, it's, udah berapa lama yang lalu, tapi, yeah, we're working on it. We've been working on it all this time.
Ntar kayak ke depannya episode kita beli kayak bus caller aja. Kalau lo ngomong Inggris lo kayak bus. Kalau gue ngomong Inggris lo bus.
Wah, sekelas you clicker training us.
15 menit into di episode kita meninggal.
Dari Pavlovian banget. Dari sampai Pavlovian bullshit aja.
Yeah, dua episode pertama kita kayak
conversion therapy us out of code switching.
Ya, setelah 5 episode kita baku. Kita bisa di keraton.
5 episode we want bark. Sama konvo terakhir gue sedia se WhatsApp, it's ngomongin itu around Royal Rumble. Dia pengen bikin event tapi kayak Royal Rumble itu kan kebanting lagi lagi hot kan.
WWE ya.
Wrestling ya. Dia pengen bikin kayak wrestling team night lah. Tapi kayak karena satu lain hal nggak jadi. Kita plotting ya dekat WrestleMania 3 hari sebelum lebaran. Karena kayak mau mengada owner di sini kayak kalau lo mau bikin apa, kalau mau bikin kayak wrestling theme anything, lingkup atau dekat WrestleMania kayak I would be game.
Ya ya, sure. Soalnya ya itu gue juga ingat kok karena ya, sempat ada di bahasan juga di waktu kita sempat meeting itu memang mau dibikin WWE atau wrestling theme night karaoke and whatnot segala macam in all the gimmicks. Memang waktu itu bukan nggak jadi tapi di delay
karena ada ya ada tersesat lah
ya ada jadi rescheduled. Nanti kalau misalkan ada update maybe I'll let you guys know.
You will hear us from us first.
Oh, yeah.
You will hear from us.
Y'all, I will hear from you guys. Bahkan ownernya yang kayak tiba-tiba ngasih tahu, dit kesini nggak, ah ngapain ada ini lah, kok gue yang punya nggak tahu.
Soalnya gue kemarin
lihat begini
pas lebaran lah ya wrestling night kayak THR nya ntar digantung di tori kayak mana.
Money in the bank gitu.
Oh, ya, ada the pole match.
Oh, ditaruh di ini nih, di lampu disco aja. Muter kan di situ.
Ntar ya, kayak kalau dia yang mau ambil,
THR on the pole match.
Dulu,
ya. Ya, itu sempat udah sempat di-chat sama beberapa komunitas wrestling di sini juga, kayak Royal Rumble Podcast segala macam. Our Boys at Royal Rumble Podcast yang udah retire and retire seperti Ric Flair. Woo! Berarti ya, hopefully kayak beneran jadi around. We'll let you know about that.
Sure. Ntar kabarin gue aja.
Dan aku ada beberapa effort sama dia yang we are working on, tapi kita belum bisa bilang at this time. Itu you'll know when see it lah ya.
Oh man.
When you hear it, anyway. Yeah.
Gue lama banget loading. Apa?
Krems. Kayak the idea came from us. Literally.
Anda yang mengide.
Ya, yang itu kan. Yang itu kan.
The same.
Tapi salah satu ini gue sih maksudnya leganya gue adalah gue udah ngomongin gue udah bantuin kalian untuk ngomong itu ke Rana sih. Dan Rana juga udah
ada blessing.
Ada blessings dari dia. Dia memang langsung begitu gue sampaikan idenya kalian, dia langsung seperti biasa excited banget di situ.
Ada challenge ya tapi.
Ada challenge. Soalnya ada challenge dia.
That's the thing about him. I like that.
Dia langsung ya. Emang dia purely lakukan itu memang untuk membantu kita to be the best juga sih. To become the best juga. Jadi dia langsung ini bahkan belum kick off segala macam. Tapi
nembak,
dia udah nembak banyak banget.
Lu riset kesini dulu.
Iya,
gitu.
Udah ngasih riset segala macam, udah ngasih referrals, recommendations, bla bla bla. Jadi dia apa yang dia mention di malam itu, which is Sabtu malam, the last time I met Rana juga. Tapi gue masih ini sih very glad gue sempat nyampein itu, udah dapat blessingsnya juga dari dia, dapat referrals all semuanya itu emang biar kita tuh nggak keteteran, udah dikasih jalan sama dia.
We'll
jadi
see this
iya.
My guy will not allow you to half-ass things. Yeah. Okay. Lo nggak boleh half-ass things.
You will have you put your entire pussy and ass into the thing. Like full ass, 100% of the time. Nah, itu sebenarnya kayak dia bikin motivasi gue buat kayak pada lagi sekarang ya, a bit selective on topics. Not because we're lazy, because we're selective.
It's partially.
Just like 15%.
Yeah.
Tapi kayak, you know, kita mau ya, pokoknya tiap episode kita mau entertaining, kecuali yang ini. Itu lebih entertaining karena cerita dia kayak there's so many stories. Kita gak mungkin bisa abisin semuanya di satu episode ini.
I hope it's entertaining. At yeah. least biar kalau misalnya
it's catharsis.
Yeah, I'd like
for us and I hope for you too gitu loh.
I'd like to share apa namanya? No, like I'd like to share our stories yeah. tentang Rana biar lebih banyak orang yang kenalin dia dan you know.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people should know.
Rana. Yeah, a lot of people yeah. should know Rana, and like if you didn't have the luxury of meeting him in person, just know that he existed at one point and he was one hell of a man.
He is a force of nature, honestly. Yeah.
Remember his legacy. Itu benar-benar semuanya sih. Gue juga kan kenal tidak selama mungkin dengan teman-teman yang lain juga sekitar berapa 2 tahunan.
Sampai seumur Excalibur.
Seumur Tori Kaizo.
Oh iya, udah seumur
Tori Kaizo. Tapi in those 2 years tuh gue serasa seperti ya ada sosok yang memang sangat care sama teman-temannya. Dan not many people that I met tuh bisa kayak gitu langsung sama orang. Kalau in terms ya kan, kalau gue ya karena owner ya, ini kan mungkin awal juga ada sebagai business partners, tapi he is more than that. So, more than business partners, he is a friend juga. Dia orang yang sangat care. Jadi ya legasinya dia di mana-mana. Ini orang di mana-mana ya. Gue bingung.
Kan ada di sini sekarang.
Oh my god.
He's in the room with us.
Tapi iya sih kayak Rana, gue kalau dibilang kayak sering interaksi enggak pernah, jarang banget. Gue ngobrol sama Rana ya kalau kita ada podcast aja dan kayak in the gaps kalau kita lagi enggak recording ya gue ngobrol sama dia. But
when we do,
it's very special. Plus like you would never know a guy kayak as on board as him. Like I feel like if I were to kill someone, okay, you guys would be the first to know, but I would tell him regardless.
You know
I would
what?
Tell him
that's
regardless.
So valid.
Yeah.
That's so valid.
Yeah, I feel like if I were to tell him, like, okay, what's your plan now? Like, he would ask me.
He would challenge
you. Like, he would be very
would
critical
challenge.
About it.
He would
challenge me.
He would help
me.
You.
Kalau ada yang hilang, kalau ada yang hilang gitu kan ya.
Okay. Kalau misalnya bilang kayak, oh iya, ntar ini mayatnya gue buang ke sungai. Ini kalau ada nelayan nemu gimana? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
He would challenge you.
Yeah, he'd be like, that's dumb, man.
That's
like,
dumb.
What? No! I'm sorry!
It's just a real...
Yeah. He would force you like, to
yeah.
make another solution.
Yeah.
He would wrap the body in barbed wire and like dump him into... for legal reasons, this was a joke.
Yeah, disclaimer, this is a joke.
Oh, yeah, it is a joke.
Like, we enjoy living.
Nggak ada yang bunuh orang kok di sini.
No, okay, especially now that he's gone. I don't have anyone who would challenge me. Like, I wouldn't do that. What's the point?
Yeah, kayak dia tuh, kayak this a phrase that I've been throwing around a lot lately. Tapi kayak karena butuh, kayak he left the world better than when he found it.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, he did. He absolutely did.
Yeah.
What an impactful guy.
He is. There's definitely like a hole that he left in everyone's heart.
So much life in so few years.
Yeah. Honestly, with his like knowledge and experience, I thought he was older.
He would be too powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh,
Elminster type beat.
Soalnya waktu ingat nggak sih Chris yang gue lupa siapa ya when someone made a eulogy di Memorial Tori, ada yang bilang kalau Rana itu adalah salah satu orang yang extensive knowledge-nya tuh, extensive is an understatement sih. Kayak dia tuh mega brain banget kalau untuk segala macam topik dan dia bisa switching tuh.
Yeah,
in topics tuh lagi ngomongin A tiba-tiba B dan masih nyambung. Jadi
honestly,
that's insane. Guy is very
so
knowledgeable but at the same time he's always thirsty.
Yeah, kalau
he's always like, okay, I don't know that. Tell me.
Yeah,
intelligent wisdom mentok.
kalau ada yang nggak tahu benar-benar kayak please tell me more. He's dia langsung on the moment di situ nyari.
He's intelligent. He's also emotionally intelligent.
Yeah. Very much so.
That's why he has a lot of friends.
Yeah, lo tau gak sih kayak you know kayak that kayak you gonna pick two, you can pick three. This man pick all three. Yeah. Sometimes it's fuck it and pick all three.
Yeah.
Yeah, kayak so kayak. Because God probably gave him a choice, pick two. And like, he'd be like, why? He'd be very critical about it. God's like, okay, man, geez, fine, take them all.
Even God said geez. My son, okay.
My son.
Sekarang lagi ngobrol sama Kira Toriyama kan.
Iya,
iya. Lagi meet and greet.
Lagi di challenge ini. Ini kenapa Super Saiyan ada 3? Kenapa ada 4?
Kenapa ada?
Akira Toriyama tuh baru nyampe kayak, jeez bro.
Iya, Akira Toriyama.
Lagi nyebat.
Ya, kayak Akira Toriyama.
Oh, baru nyampe kan nyebat. Ya.
Oh, nyampe, balik dong.
Nyampe sorga kan, lo Rana gitu. Ketemu. Lo Rana. Kenal juga. Siapa yang gak kenal gitu.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What a guy.
Before I get too emotional again. Okay, yeah, I've been getting emotional, but like, emotional before I cry.
For 45 minutes.
Yeah, perhaps, okay. Does anything does anybody have anything else to add?
All I can say is thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I might cry.
Yeah, okay. I have already. Yeah, you have already. Oh, and no. I'm still holding myself.
I've never seen Dana cry in my life. Oh my god.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
You've provided us with a platform, and you've provided us with like something that we can never replace, and that being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're an amazing person, and I hope that wherever you go, wherever you are right now, make sure that those people are annoyed by how amazing you are as a person.
Thank you.
You guys, okay, what do you guys have to say? Thank him.
Yeah, kalau mau ngomong seperti kayak gue, I will compose myself.
Yeah,
oh my god,
that nice.
Just
okay.
Let it out.
Gue napas dulu apa?
Yeah, it's okay.
I wish I've gotten to know you a little bit more, and I really appreciate our time. Okay, just talking about Star Wars and The Boys, that was a lot of fun, bro. I wish I could have done more of that. Yeah. Nice.
Bapak, okay, take turns. Radit, your go.
Wow, saya sudah menangis sampai banjir di hari-hari saat itu, tapi ya memang benar sih kalau kepergian Rana memang patut ditangisi sih, seperti yang gue izin kutip dari Bung Rin sih. Kalau dari gue mau say thank you juga sama Rana, udah accepting, thank you sudah super excited dengan apa yang gue secara tidak sengaja introduce. Lu lebih excited dari banyak larpers di Indo sih, coy. Asli, coy.
Yeah.
Sumpah, coy. Benar, yeah. Coy. Tapi gue bener-bener appreciate banget di situ sih. Gue juga yang kayak haven't had the chance buat lu main bareng sama kita anak-anak larping. Tapi gue seneng lu udah bisa ngelihat kegiatan kita di Tori.
Udah terhibur.
Larp bakalan keliwat powerful kalau Rana. If he was a part of it,
Bener banget sih. Cuman ya dengan dia udah ngelihat kita main, gue udah seneng, happy banget sih dia udah sempat ngelihat what we're doing. Beberapa kali sering ke Excalibur juga, nongkrong, hampir lewat doang. Sama ini sih, thank you udah accepting gue juga as part of the Tori Kaizoku family juga. Thank you for everything sih. We'll miss you.
We will.
Rana.
I will probably enjoy a lot of things that you will fucking hate. But and my only regret is that you will not be there to tell me that what I'm enjoying is shit. But hey, okay, you'll get to tell me at some point. I would respect. If you want to come to my room in the middle of the night, show yourself, okay, di ujung kamar, and just tell me. Lo goblok. I'll be okay, man. I'll be happy. I'll cry, but I'll be happy.
If it's your room, bukannya ada Isn't that a line?
Huh?
Isn't that a line? He would have to take a number.
Oh, yeah, there's a line.
Oh, there's a
lots
line.
Of ghosts there, but hey, okay, I'll make sure you have like top billing. You'll have there's like an exclusive line.
Oh, fast lane, yeah.
Yeah, fast lane.
But
hey, thank you, man.
Datang aja nanti langsung ke makamannya, ke apa namanya, ke makamnya. Bukan, maksudnya kalau mau datang ke makamnya Rana langsung kasih tahu. Gue lagi suka ini loh. Itu kalau
gue lagi suka ini loh.
Itu kalau kalau ada alisnya itu, nisannya langsung mengerinyut.
Kalau lo nggak suka samperin, kayak samperin gue malam ini, nggak apa-apa banget. But hey, thanks man, thank you so much.
Yeah. I will wait for a day like we can hear your Star Wars legs again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, well, okay, we'll take you to Tokyo. Yeah. No worries.
Ketemu Pedro Pascal lagi kan?
Pedro Pascal, bukan kayak Rana.
Pascal, Jude Law.
Jude Law, kayak George Lucas datang ke sana kayak Rana gitu.
Oh, 2025 ya kita mau jalan.
Tahun depan.
Ya, Tokyo Comic Con Star Wars Celebration, hopefully.
Ketemu teman-temannya Rena,
Filoni
gitu misalnya.
Filoni, dia tahu. Kita ntar kesana, dia filmnya pakai topi pacers.
Waduh, topi cowboy bener-bener jadi topi pacers bener-bener. Itu Dave Filoni kalau buka topi cowboy, palanya bentuknya topi
panjang
cowboy.
Masih ada.
Ini sedang di medom.
Well,
yeah, I think that's where we'll end this episode sebelum kita banjir. Karena
implying belum banjir sekarang. Okay.
Banjir lagi.
Don't say banjir
ini.
Jangan.
Ini kalian.
Jangan di sini. Jangan di sini.
Kalian take-nya di kamar kerja saya yang waktu tahun baru isinya air sejengkal.
That's a whole metaphor.
Lantai 12 loh bisa banjir. Tolong.
Well,
that's a story for another time.
Story for another time.
Itu kayak masuk biopic kita sih.
We deserve biopics. Yeah. I guess so.
We do. Okay, yeah. What do you mean? We're interesting people. Well, but let's not make this about us.
Disney, if you're listening, we know you're listening.
You're always listening.
You're always listening.
But yeah.
Yeah. We'll be seeing you next time with hopefully more fun topics. Kita back to our regular scheduled programming. But for now, this is us signing off. So
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Mantap.